Okay, today's daf is Sota daf Chaf Hey, and we are on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll pick up with the words Ihachi, five lines from the bottom on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Just one ha'ara though before we continue. That is the essay we started, the fourth parak, and this parak, the Mishnah, discuss all different types of women and all different types of situations. Some that are not subject to the Mesota process, some that are, some that have part of it, as we'll talk about. Maybe they're subject to Kinui and the Stira, but they're not subject to the Hashka, right? All different details. So the first ones on the list that we started to get into was the Arusa and Shomeres Yavam, who are married, but not fully married. As we know, Arusa is the first stage of a Jewish marriage. Erusin, we spoke about the Machlokas Rishonim yesterday about Erusin being a mitzvah. Shomeres Yavam is HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the Zika between the Yavam and the Yavama. They didn't do anything, it's just the reality, so that makes it better and worse. The Rambam, I didn't mention it yesterday, the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayis, that's why Yavamis is first in all of Seder Nashim. Why is Yavamis first? One would think, put Kiddushin first. Kiddushin, and then Ksubis, and Yavamis is first. Why is Yavamis first? The Rambam says, first we do the marriages that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. Right, that's Yavamis, that's the strongest. And then Ksuba relates, because the Yibam that takes the Ksuba of the first husband. And when we talk about Ksuba, we mentioned on the first daf in Sota, Nidarim, and then Nazir, and then Sota, they all follow. And then you get back, and then you have a question why Gittin is before Kiddushin, but we'll leave that for now. So that's Yavam. So Yavam, on the one hand, is stronger in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the relationship. But on the other hand, it is weaker, as the Mishnah said in Nedarim that we read yesterday, that Ein HaYavama Gemura Le Yavam, like an Arusa is to an Arus. And we spoke about there are many Nafkaminas related to that, the issue of Hataras, the issue of Hafaras Adarim, the issue of other halakhas that come up, Yerusha and Mitamila, and many other issues that come up. So yesterday we spoke about the Limudim, that there is a Machlokes Amoran between Rav Yoshi and Rav Yonasan, whether Shomeres Yavam is included in the halachos of Sota, right? We mentioned the Brisa on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph towards the bottom, where Yoshia says that only an Arusa is excluded, but Shomeres Yavam is included. So ironically, Shomeres Yavam, according to Yoshia, seems to be stronger than an Arusa. And Rabbi Yonasan excludes both. He excludes both, but which does he exclude first? Right? First he excludes Shomeres Yavam, and then he says, oh, Shomeres Yavam, but not an Arusa, Tamalomar, Arusa is also included, excluded. So what does that mentality show? That Arusa should have been included, but no, it's also excluded. Arusa is stronger, and that's what the Gemara said, one is stronger than the other one. So now, relating to that, just to talk about the mitzvah of Yibum for a minute, which, as we just said, is the creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but then one has to take part in it, and the last lines of the Gemara, which suggested that the whole case of Shomeres Yavam and Arusa is talking about a case where they have lived together once before, because the halacha of Mibaladei Isheich, well, there has to have been a Maisabiyah between the husband and the wife before the Stira, before the potential Znus, or else all of the halachas wouldn't apply. So related to that, the Gemara said, well, once by Yibam, once the bee is done, the bee is done. It's fully married. How can you have a possibility that it's still going to be excluded? So the last lines we read, the Gemara said, well, maybe it fits into Shmuel. According to Shmuel, who says, even after a Maisa Bia by Yibam is done, if it's done without Kavana for the mitzvah, so then it will not make all the halachas of marriage kick in. If you look at Rashi for a minute, in Dibur Maskil Kishmuel, the last couple of skinny lines in Rashi, Rashi says, Daha de kanila yavam bibia kolduhu miyavama yavol anafkalon. Where do we know that yavam is kone bibia the yavama from the lashon of yavama yavo aleha? But it doesn't say, Rashi says, Delo ksiv yavama yikachena lo leisha. Ela yavo aleha velokacha lo leisha. It says yavo aleha, which means bia. Va'ashmi'inon, Rashi says, to be also aleha hein. Hein likuche ha'isha shelo. The bia is the taking of the ishus, that's the marriage. Hilkaf, but only lamidi de itmar bahach parsha sara bidukra. Nisu and Halalu. This marriage only includes the halachas written in that parsha. Avalimidi achrini lam nisu aninu, but it's not a marriage for all. What's written in the parsha? Rashi explains, Yochem Hashem Achiv, Yoresh Adichse Aviv, Veinachiv Chalkinimo, Yerusha, and Yochem Hashem Achiv Amazes. It's very limited, because this was just a Maisa Bia for Yibam. It was a Kavada for an entire marriage. The Mincha Minchas Chinuch, get to a couple of Minchas Chinuch today, Be'ez Hashem, illustrate that also in Mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches, where he discusses that it could very well be that without Kavana for the Mitzvah of Yibum, the mitzvah itself could be affected. Suggest the Minchas Chinuch, and he says, I haven't seen this anywhere, but, you know, I think it's true. We know there's a general machlokas whether mitzvah srichas kavana or mitzvah ain't srichas kavana. And many Rishonim say mitzvah srichas kavana. We, Paskin, Lerad Vaz writes, the Magen Avraham quotes this in Arachayim and Simin Samach, that there's a difference between mitzvah srichas kavana by mitzvah daraisa and mitzvah drabanan. Daraisa srichas kavana, mitzvah drabanan ain't srichas kavana. But the Minchas Chinuch is saying, according to many of the Rishonim, that say mitzvah srichas kavana, so what do you do by Yibam? The Mishnah says, Habal Yevimto, first Mishnah in that parak, Bein Ba'ones, Neighbor Otsan, Mibishog, Mibamazid, doesn't matter. You're Kone. So what does that mean? Suggest the Minchas Chinuch, an unbelievable Chiddush. Maybe the Mishnah is Meduyak. You're Kone, but you were not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Like our Gemara, according to Shmuel, has limitations. So too says the Minchas Chinuch, a Chiddush Gadol, Imkein Efshar. It's possible. Nehi Dekana Osa, Vahavi Ishto, Mikomako Mitzvahs Hashem Yisbarach, Lokiyem. Kitzara Kavana Latzeis. Venafgamina Dechovas HaMitzvah Muteles Alav, Velo Yigarsha Tekef Adyavo Lelashay Mitzvah Yikayim HaMitzvah. What's the Nafgamina? If you can't divorce your wife yet. Because once you had one Bia, you were Kone Le Inyan Yibum, but you didn't fulfill the Mitzvah yet. Live with her, be fully married to her l'shei mitzvah, and then says the Minchas Chinuch, you would be yotzei the mitzvah. So it's the difference between the mitzvah element and the kinyan element. This relates to, again, you don't have to say it's connected, but it also relates to the general sugya of how you look at yibam. Is it more of a mitzvah or just a matir? My nafkamina, the first chacham tzvi, siman aleph of the chacham tzvi. Let's say the woman is 102 years old. She has no intention of having any more kids. Does she require chalitza or yibum? Right, it relates to those issues. Do you have to, is there a, the bigger sugi is discussed by chalitza, but you could also discuss it by yibum. Is this goal-oriented, that in order to be mekam al shem achiv ames, or is it, no, it's not goal-oriented, but it's just the mais-oriented. So again, that it might relate to that sugya of Yibam and Chalitza. But also interesting to note, the Minchas Chinuch is highlighting, that even though we sometimes say Kavana is not crucial, but sometimes it is crucial. Like here, it is crucial, the mitzvah of Yibam, right? The whole sugya of Abishol, back in Yivam, Estaf Lametes, says, what do we do bizman hazeh? The Mishnah tells us in Bechoros, we don't do Yibam anymore, Ashkenazic custom. Why? Because we can't have the right kavana. Can't have the right kavana because we're doing it l'shem noy, l'shem this, l'shem that. We can't do the proper mitzvah. So one second, we can't do the proper mitzvah, so do it anyway. Mitzvah says yuchas kavana, or we know the principle of bitoch shalom l'shma balishma. So you do it with less kavana. So no, the answer is there are certain mitzvos that kavana is an inherent ingredient to, and if you don't have kavana, then you didn't even do the mitzvah. The motivation is crucial. Even if in general you might say, okay, you shake a lulav without kavana, it's fine. B'diavad, it's okay, you're a yotzei. But yibum, there's counter pressure. By yibum, there's the iser eishes ish that you have to get over. See, if you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, that's what the Torah says. Asi dochalosa say. But if not, so then you definitely lose something. Without the kavana, and that's the Minchas Chinuch illustration, and that's what our Gemara is telling, according to Shmuel. You're right. It works, but lokana el advarim hamur b'parsha. But it's a limited type of kinyan, says Shmuel, and that's what our Gemara is talking about, that Shomeris Yavam would be excluded from the laws of Sota, even if a bia was done, because it is not niknep totally in that understanding. Fine. There's a lot more about Yibam. As we know, the Ramban talks about Yibam in Parshas Vayeshev by Yehuda and Tamar. But let's continue now, and we'll see later if we can continue more. Says the Gemara now. Our Gemara says, Ihachi. Rashi and Tosfos both seem to not have those two words, because this following question is not exactly a question on the previous line of the Gemara. It's just a question relating to the previous Gemara. But it's not Dafken, Ihachi, if you say this. So Rashi just doesn't have the gear. So third wide line in Rashi. Rashi just has the word Lema, which is the next line. Tosfos points out in Dibur Masl B'Svarim that the language of Ihachi is taken out. So what is the Gemara's question in any case? Lema Rav Damar Krab Yoshia Ushmuel Damar Krab Yonasan. Maybe this Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, is linked to the Machlokas, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yoshia. I think I said before, Machlokas Amorah, Machlokas Tanoim, right? What is the machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoshia have a machlokas whether Shomeres Yavam is included in the laws of Isha Sota, and Rav and Shmuel argue whether a Shomeres Yavam has all the in this regard has all the halachos of a married woman. So maybe they're connected. Lema Rav, who says a woman Shomeres Yavam has all the halachos, right? Kana Lakol is like Rabbi Yoshia, who includes a Shomeres Yavam in the Mei Sota. Ushmuel Damar Rabbi Yonasan. So are those linked? Says the Gemara. No, Amar Lecha Rav, Anad Da'amri Afilu Rabbi Yonasan. Rav says, no, I who say that a Yavim is Kana Lakol can agree even with Rabbi Yonasan. Why? From the fact that you need a Pasik to exclude it from the Beisota, that shows that it's a full Ishus. The fact that you need a Pasik to exclude. Right. The only problem is then, Salam Askana, is there a Sfar for the exclusion? He explains, you need a pasuk, obviously, because it's an Isha Ma'al Yisa. But, Lomaskana, it's excluded. Why? Xeris HaKasuv, Meisota has to do with a different type of marriage. Okay, but that's Rav. And the Shmuel Amar, Anad Ta'amri, Afilu Rabbi Yoshia. And Shmuel also, could say Shmuel who says, I only hold of a partial Ishus, I hold like Rabbi Yoshia. Why? Mi Deisur Kral Rebuya. From the fact that you need a pasuk to include it, Mechlal Delav Ishto, Hiklal. Right, it must be that it's not a full Ishus, and therefore, that's why you need a pasuk. Okay, so that finishes up that section. So now Ibayluhu, now the Gemara has three, on this Amud, we have three Ibayas relating to the issues of Ishusota. Again, this is, the next couple of prakim, keep in mind, are shorter, in general, shorter prakim. Each of these prakim are three or four dafim. The fifth parak is also three daf, and the sixth parak is also daf and a half. All of these until we get to the seventh parak, which is Elu Ne'amarin, and that's a very large parak, but that gets into Shas topics. You know, the last part of Masechta Sota, the seventh parak and the later dafim, all generalize into many other inyanim. But now the next couple of prakim about Sota are a couple of shorter prakim. So here we go. Ibai Elu, third line. Oferes aldas tsricha hasra lafsida ksubasa o eina tsricha. We know there's a principle of a woman who is acting inappropriately. Oferes aldas. What is das? We had a Mishnah back in Ksubas Tavayin Beis where we discussed the principles of das Moshe and das Yehudis, which we assumed at that point meant das Moshe meant isuri daraisa, problems on a daraisa level. The Mishnah said there, and those are cases that she goes out without a ksuba. What's das Moshe? She gives him food that's not kosher. She doesn't go to the mikvah, mishav shasonida. She coats lo chala, or examples of das Moshe. Das Yehudis, what's that? So the Gemara explained how it's these problems on a rabbinic level. She goes out with certain hair, head uncovered, but the Gemara says that's a din daraisa. The Gemara said, oh, maybe it means in this context, which is only drabanan. Or midaverisim kaladam, she does it active, it's sanu away. All the different examples of das Yehudis. But though both of those are grounds for divorce without a ksuba. So, ask the Gemara, does the husband have to give the woman hasra'a beforehand in order to divorce her without paying her a ksuba? Or no, it's automatic. If she's overis al das, says she loses her ksuba. Rashi, for some reason, quotes here, Overis al das, third wide line, on top, Yehudis. The Achronim wonder about, why is Rashi only quoting das Yehudis? Should be das Moshe too. Why is Rashi quoting? What, das Moshe? It sounds like das Moshe, which is worse, for sure doesn't need hasra. That's right. Das Yehudis is the question. So that's what Rashi seems to say. If you look in the Beis Shmuel, quoted, we'll see, Lamaskana, we do hold that Asra is required. But if you look at the Beis Shmuel on Evan Ezer, Kuf Tezvav, Sifkat and Yuzayin, he points out that Rashi seems to be against all the other Rishonim. None of the other Rishonim have a chilek between Das Moshe and Das Yehudis. The Beis Shmuel says that all the other poskim seem to be against Rashi. If you look in the Pischei Tshuva there, in Sifkat and Yud Aleph, here in Eben Ezra, I'm not going to read it, he quotes the Shvus Yaakov, who says, maybe at least Mishab Shaso Nida, everybody would agree, would not require any type of unsanua, let me just find it, unsanua behavior, everybody would not require Asra, because that's a Dabar Yadua Lakol, that is part of a marriage, not being faithful, and therefore, you would not require Not require Asra for that. Let me just find it. In Sif Katun Yud Aleph, says the Shvus Yaakov. I think it's after the parentheses here. Let me just find it. Because Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ayin Shuvas No Debi Yehuda. Vayichu b'shvus Yaakov, shekasav nir l'niyaz daiti, da'afilu neima, da'kalo veras al das Moshe tzricha hasra. Even if you want to say, not like Rashi, like the Beis Shmuel says, most Rishonim say, you always eat hasra in order to divorce her without a ksuba. Mikal makom mishamsha so nida, shehi davar hayadua l'kol anashim. Afilu shui am haaretz gemura mikamako b'shas nisuin lomdim ima krovim ushchenim ketsa dizar benidasa shuvein tzorach asra. When a woman gets married, if she learns any halachas before marriage, it's about taras mishpacha. It's about nida. So there you have to say, if she doesn't go to the mikvah, if she is doesn't follow hilchas nida, that for sure does not need asra. Acheres b'shas ba'isa. Avagavni quotes other rishonim, but that's the shvus Yaakov. But in general, that's an important Rashi, but the Beis Shmuel points out, it's against Rove Rishonim. So that's the question of the Gemara. Does a woman require Hasra before she's Bafsedes her Ksuba? Me, Amrina, do we say, Kima do Veres Aldas, he, lo by Hasra, she's violating, she's Veres Aldas, so she doesn't require Hasra, it's automatic. O Dilma, Tibay Hasra, Tihadra Bate Adderba, or does she get Hasra because if she's Choserespo, she is Choserespo. Keep in mind the Mishnah Lamelech, that we mentioned yesterday. Very important Mishnah Melech, right? We met yesterday, today, in Hilchas Sota, Perek Beis, where he says, what are all of those overos have in common? Das Moshe, Das Yehudis, all of those are considered, not Stam Averis, right? You don't have on the list there a woman who doesn't eat kosher, a woman who does this, a woman who's Mechalel Shabbos. Doesn't say that there. All of those are specific Averos that are undermining the marriage. Not just undermining her own spiritual state and making her a bad example for the kids. That's terrible. That's true. But if somebody gets divorced for that reason, he has to pay her ksuba. All of those listed in the Overes, the Mishnah Melech explained, are cases where she is violating something and that type of Avera is undermining the marriage. Right? That's specifically Mishapshas Onida, giving her husband non-kosher. No deres veinim akayemes, as the Gemara says, ba'avon nidarim banim mesim. It's affecting the husband, it's affecting the children. That's where it's considered breaking up of the marriage. So, says the Gemara Tashma. Says the Gemara, let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. That's why this question is here. Arusa v'shameres yavam. The Mishnah tells us, Arusa v'shameres yavam. Lo shosas v'lo no lo ksuba. She does not drink the sota water, and she doesn't take her ksuba. So ask the Gemara. Mishtahu delo shasya. We're medayik. She does not drink the sota water. She doesn't go through the process. Hakinu ye maknila. But maybe the husband would warn her. It would just lead, it would be a dead end. Because after the warning, she would not be able to drink the water. So the kinui could take place. What is he warning her about? Why would he be warning her? Lamai, lav lafsidik subasa. Wouldn't it be because he wants to be masterik suba? Not because it's going to lead to the mesota, but it's because she's going to eventually drink the water. So is that the, so is our Mishnah Araya that it would be required to give hasra? So is that a proof? Amar Abaya? No. Lola Ostralov. It could be that he's just doing it to asa her if she's doing this inappropriate behavior. So then, that would be, enough to asa her on her husband, but not to cause her to lose the ksuba. So no raya. Or a different answer. Papa Amar. Lashkosa kashihi nesua. It's to warn her when she is an arusa, so that if she has stira, when she is a nesua, that's good enough. You're right, b'shas erusin, it is all not included. But, maybe, suggest Rav Papa, a kinui, b'shas erusin, is good enough for a stira b'shas nisuin. And then she would be able to, or the husband would be able to be mashka her the water in that case. Kidatanya, as the Brisa says, ein makaden larusa lashkosa k'shi arusa, she's excluded during the erusin stage of a makana la rusa lashkosa kshinasua, but to do kinui bishas erusin in order to give her to drink when she is a nesua, that is good enough. And the Rambam codifies that. The Rambam says only if the stira is after nisuin is this woman able to drink the waters. In Perek Beis, halacha hey of Hilchos Sota, says the Rabam kina la rusaso olizikukaso vinistera acharshenasa. Right, he does kinoi during zika liyavam or erusin, and then the stirab is afterwards. Hariza shosek kishar kolanashim. Regular, she could drink. Nesua, shekinala, vinistera, konim, sheivalosa, vala. That doesn't work. Okay, but that's the Rambam. The Rambam puts together Stira after Erisin or after Shomeres Yavam. The Menachas Chinuch, again, he has a lot to say about all of these issues. The Menachas Chinuch there notes that the Gemara never talks about that Beferish. Right? At least, I shouldn't say that. The Gemara here doesn't mention that. Tomorrow we're going to have something that relates. But the Menachas Chinuch notes that Misvara, I understand why by Erisin and the steer is after Nisuin, it would work, but it's not as simple in the case of Shomeres Yavam and the stira after, and the stira after that. The imkine la rusaso v'nister of achreza naso bal. Now Gamkein, he says, if there was stira during Erisin and then he marries her, then it does not work. It's only stira, after the Nisuin. But then he quotes this Rambam. Dim Alma, Dim Kino, Shomeres Yavam, Vakansa, Vistar, Dimashka, Osa, Vazem Mavur, and he quotes, it's a Gemara on Tamar's Daf, as we'll get to. It not only works, here it works for Erisin, but there it works for Nisuin. Says the Menachas Chinuch, Venira, De Efshar, Da Akinui Eno Moel Rak, De Im Haisa Hastira, Be'es Akinui Haisa Neaseres, Havili Shaper Kinui. Maybe it should only work if had you had the stira right now, it would aser. So that's why the kini works now. That's by Erisin. If a woman is mezana b'shas Erisin, she's aser. Aval imekane u'b'shas akinui imzinsa lo haison aseres alav ein zakinui klal imkein b'shomeres yavam imkini la ein zemoil kivan imhashta zinsa ein aseres alav k'mo amakane leprunuya. So Menachas Chinuch is bothered why a kinui during the time of zika liyibum should work even for a stira afterwards, because after all, a stira right now wouldn't. Nasser. We don't pass in like Rav Amnuna. We mentioned twice already. Eshazisha Zinsa is Asura Labaila. But a Shomeres Yavam Shazinsa is not Asura Labaila. So Menachas Chinuch is just bothered by that halacha. Avo b'Shomeres Yavam, im lo ba alea klal, efshar dein moel klal akinoi. Kiva de Baskinas, Rez Yavam Shazinsa, in an SRS klal. Kenir aliva lo avesa bukra bachina, basi rak la ora. The Gemara says it, the Rambam quotes it, but he says, maybe if she never had the im lo ba alea klal, if he never had bia with her, maybe the kini wouldn't work. Either way, he discusses that parallel between Arusa and Shomeres Yavam. Anyway, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara said, our Mishnah is no Raya, whether you need Hasra'a for the Hefzik Ksuba. So let's try the next part of our Mishnah, third to last skinny line. Amar Rava, Tashma, Amana l'Kohen Gadol, Kusha v'Chalutza l'Kohen Head, Yomamzer has been seen in Yisrael, Bas Yisrael, L'mamzer, Ulanasin. The Mishnah listed off all of these Isurei Lavin, Chayve Lavin, the people living in sin. All the Isurei Kahuna and the Mamzaras and the Sinali Yisrael, all of those cases. What does the Mishnah say? They're also excluded. Lo Shosas, Lo Not, Lo Ksuba. They're also excluded from drinking the Mesota. As we saw yesterday, Rashi quoted the Sifri, and the Yerushalmi had two other deyas, that it doesn't work by marriages that are already Usser. Living in sin, the Mesota doesn't work. So, says the Gemara, Mishnah Hu Delo Shasya. Maybe this is only excluding that she drinks. Ha Kinuye Machni Lu, but Kinui would work. So why would the husband be doing the kinui in this case? Ulamai. Ila osra and alav. If it's to aser the woman, the wife on him. Hasir v'kaimen. That can't be because she's already asura. They're living in sin. So it can't be that he's warning her in order to aser her. El alav. So what's left? El alav. Lav sidan ksubasan. We know even though these women are living in sin, they do, are entitled for a ksuba. Ironically, the Gemara discusses, I think in Yevamis and in Ksubis, that the Isurei Drabanan, we might knock out the ksuba. Kedela to give chizik to the Isurei Drabanan. But the Isurei Daraisa marriages, even though they work, they still get a, they're living in sin, they still get a ksuba. So maybe, isn't this a raya? So you see this kinui, and it must not be to aser, it must be to be mafsa the ksuba. So I'm review the Midas Karta lo. Again, it's not a raya. Maybe it's la osra aboel kibaal. Maybe it's to aser the boel like the baal. Meaning, it's not, like the Mishnah says later on, kishem shasura labaal, kach asura laboel. We know, when a woman is mizana, not only is she asura to her husband, she's asura to the man she was mizana with. There's even cases of nitan. Remember in Yevamis, we had Mishnayos. If there are rumors that a certain woman is having some relationships with a certain guy, and then she gets divorced, is she allowed to marry this guy? Is this there a chash that this was the boel? But says the Gemara, maybe that's what our Gemara is talking about. He gives warning not to aser his wife on himself. That's already true. To aser his wife on the boel. So that's why, again, there's no raya in our case. The Maritz Chayis says here, you have to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the boel potentially is not asura to these women. Let's say it's a case of mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael, so he also must be a mamzer, or else you would have the same kasha. She's already asur to him. So it has to be a case where the boel wouldn't be asur to the woman, and that's why the baal is adding on the isur. So that didn't work. So let's try the next part of the Mishnah. Amar Bichanina Misura Tashma, a third try. The Elu Shebezdin Mekanin Lahen, the last part of the Mishnah. These are the people that Bezdin is Mekane on their behalf because they can't do Kinu themselves. Mishnah is Charesh Ba'ala. If the Baal, her husband, is a deaf mute, O Nishtate, or he becomes a Shote, O Shaya Chalesh Bebeso Asurin, or he's in jail, somehow he's not around. V'lo Lahashkosa Amru, Ela Laposla Miksubasa. The Mishnah says Beferish, according to the Tanna Kamma. Why is this kinui done? The Baal is not going to be able to get out of jail and then be mashka her based on Bezdin's kinui. Right? That's what the Tanna Kamma said. So what's it working for? Only lepost lemiksubasa. So it's beferish. Shma mina boy hasra. Shma mina. So it's beferish that one needs hasra. A man is ever allowed to divorce his wife and cause her to lose the ksuba without hasra'a. That is what the maskana is, and that's what the Rama paskas. If you look in Hilchas Ishus, in Perachav Dalid, Pasig Yudalid, the Rambam quotes this, Hoveris al das, Sricha hasra ve'edim, v'acharkach tafsik subasa. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Woman who's Hoveris al das, a man can never divorce his wife without giving her warning that she's going to lose the ksuba if she continues acting this way. V'acharkach tafsik subasa. Avra beino levena, V'yada shehi overes al adas. What if it was in private? She violated, and he knows that she violated. V'hisra ba below edim, and he warned her without edim. V'chazra v'yavra, and then she continued her behavior. Hu toin va'omer avra achar asra. V'hi omer is lo varti klal. Alo hisra bi. Imratza lahotzi hariz enosin ksuba achar shetishba shalo avra. Shem tivada sha'avra achrasra zu ein laklum. If she admits she violated, she loses the ksuba. But if she's fighting and she's saying, I didn't, or you didn't warn me, or I didn't do anything after the asra, if there are no edim on asra, then she wins. She gets the ksuba. Right? It's hamotzi mechaveiro alav haraya. That is the Rambam says in Chavdalad Yudalad, quoting this maskana. There is a machlokas, the Ritva writes in Ksubas on that Gemara, that she loses it even by Overis Pamachas. Not just Rogil, but the Ramah in Yaradeo, in Eben Ezra, where this is quoted, in Kuf Tezvav, the Ramah quotes, Rak Beregila Bekach. Right, if she's Rogila to do this, it's not a one-time thing. Even after the Hasra, it has to be Rogil Bekach. But the Achronim are bothered by that, right? The Mishnah is quoted there in Shulchan Aruch. Maraz Rosela Bnei Adam Tavei Bashuk V'Regila Bekach. The Rama adds in two words, so only then is it going to be a problem, right? The Beis Shmuel here quotes the Rashba that he says, "Why is it there's even one time, not Regila?" That's the Rama. There's also a question, Machlokas, in the Haposkin, the Beis Shmuel, quotes 2 days. Does he, the husband, have to mention in the Hasra, if you do this, you're going to lose the Ksuba? Or you could just say, you're violating, and this is Overis Al Das, and if not, I'm going to divorce you. Does he have to say, and also you're going to lose the Ksuba? That is not clear. That's a Machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like you have to mention that, but the Beis Shmuel quotes two deos related. Okay. Last line of this section says the Gemara Vakulu my time alo Amrinan Meha. So why didn't all the first suggestions? We have 3 suggestions here. Why didn't the first 2 opinions quote the last line of the Mishnah? It's Beferish. Dilma Shani Hasam de Leslay Aimsa de Baal Klau. Maybe they weren't comfortable with that Raya. That there it says, oh, you need Hasra. Maybe there you know why you need Hasra? Because there the wife doesn't have any aima from the husband. There the husband is not around or he's a mute. Reads a shota. So there, not that it's explainable, but it's more expected that the woman wouldn't be faithful. And there, that's why you would have to give hasra there. But who says in a regular case that hasra would be required? That's why the earlier Rava and the earlier Deos didn't quote this last line, which seems to be explicit. Good. Let's continue. Ibailu, second question. Overis al das v'ratza ba'ala kaima. What if she's an Overis al das, but the husband wants to be mekayim her, right? He doesn't want to divorce her. And again, if she was vadai nitma'ah, there's nothing to talk about. She's Neseres Albaila. Neseres Albaila, we discussed back in the Hagdama to this Pesachta. A machlok is between the Rambam and Tosfos and Zvachim Dabbeis. If a woman is asura, do they have to get divorced? Or they just can't have yichud, right? They don't have to get divorced. Tosfos in Zvachim seems like you don't have to get divorced. You just can't live together. Well, the Rambam seems to say that, you know, you have to get divorced. But here it's not Vadai. There's no Vadai here. She's Overes Alda. She's acting inappropriately. V'ratza ba'alakaima. The husband does not want to divorce her. Makaima weina makaima. So, is he allowed to keep stay married? Mi amrina b'kpeda d'baal tala rachmana. Do we say it's totally on his kpeda? V'halo kapid. And he's not makpid. And therefore, he could stay married to her. Odilma, keep it the kapit kapit. Or, since, do we say that since normal husbands are makpid, Rashi says, klomar, kivan de urche de baal, lemikpa bahachi, so akarche, you have to say, this is called by definition a kpeta. So, Tashma says the Gemara, let's try to prove this from our Mishnah. These three bias. Ve'elu shebezdin makanin lahen, the last line of the Mishnah, right, these are the ones that bezdin on their behalf, does kinui. Mishin is charesh baila. O nishtata, o shayachalesh bebeso asurim. All these cases where the bezdin does the kinui on the behalf of the husband. Ve'i amrit ratza baala kaima makaima. But if you say that the husband could stay married if he wanted to, so how could bezdin do this? Avdi bezdin midi to dilma lo nichale labal. When the husband gets out of jail, he'll say, what are you doing? I don't want this. I love my wife. I know she doesn't act so appropriately all the time, but I want to stay married to her. So how could bezdin act on behalf of the husband if he would be able to be stay married? So says the Gemara, isn't that a raya that he would not be able to stay married? So therefore, he wouldn't have any rights to it. Then it's automatic. So Gemara says, no raya. Stama de milsa, kiva doveris aldas, he meinach nichalei. No! Bezdin is allowed to assume what most people would agree to. And that is most people, if a woman is doveris aldas, they wouldn't want to stay married. So Bezdin is allowed to step in that circumstance. But if you knew for sure, let's say, that the husband would not, then you wouldn't be able to. Because it's a chof. Says Rashi here. Avdina Milsa Didamalo Nichale, Teichanu Nasim Shluchim Lo Bedavar Shehu Chovlo Sheino Chafetz Bo. How would we be able to do something on his behalf that he doesn't want? It's a Chov. And what do we paskin? Ksubis Yud Aleph, Ein Chavin La Adam Shalom Bafanav. Zachin La Adam Shalom Bafanav. But Vein Chavin La Adam Ela Bafanav. If they're not here, you're not allowed to do that. And therefore, Bezdin is not allowed to do that. Based on this Gemara, is the Noda Yehuda. We mentioned this Noda Yehuda back on Daf Beis 23 days ago. But let's mention it again. Got to mention this a couple of times in this Masechta. And in Masechta's Gittin, which is the next Masechta. Over the next couple of months, we'll mention this. The Noda Yehuda, Madura Tinyana, Evana Ezer, Simon, Kuf, Nun, Tes. The Noda Yehuda has a Chiddush Gadol. He says that Bezdin, says here in our Mishnah, that Bezdin is Mekaneh. Bezdin is not allowed to be Mekaneh al Yidei Shliach. They have to be Mekaneh themselves. And, he says, similarly, he connects this, we know a man can divorce his wife Balkarcha. A man is not allowed to divorce his wife, man can divorce his wife Balkarcha, and a man can divorce his wife Ayidei Shliach. A man cannot divorce his wife Ayidei Shliach Balkarcha. That's the Chiddush of the Noda Yehuda. These two are said in the same paragraph. Why? Reason for both is the same. You can't use a Shliach for a Davar Shebechova. That's the Noda Yehuda's Kasha, and all the Achronim discuss it, and they say, what's the Raya? They bring Kashas again and again. But the Noda Yehuda says, if you look at Medayik in the language of the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes our Mishnah about a husband who was Nischaresh, or Nishtate, or in jail, the Rambam says, V'shamu Bezdin Maranim Achareha, Kar Imla Al Tistari. Bezdin calls her and says to her, dot, dot, dot. Ask the Noda Yehuda, why doesn't the Rambam say, Sholchim V'omrim La? No, it says, they call her to court. Karimla, why do they have to call her to court? Just send the Shliach Bezdin to do the kinui. Lachei nire, sha Bezdin ba'atzmam tzrichim lakanila. V'lo matzu lishloach etzla shlucha debedina lakanila. Says the Noda Yehuda, no, Bezdin cannot do kinui through a Shliach. Umitrei tami aminala. And it's for two reasons. Two reasons you can't do kinui through a Shliach. Our Mishnah says Bezdin does it, not through a Shliach. Chada, number one. Shagamala balani mesupak. I'm not even sure the husband could do it through a shliach, says the Noda Yehuda. Even though there is a principle of shlichus, karkasav arash, perakama de gittin, de tovis labalcho b'makam shachov l'acherim, lo kana yidei shliach, de lo matzi l'shmashvi shliach, l'chov l'acherim. You can't make a shliach to do something bad to others, something negative. It's a chov to her. And therefore, he can't do it through a shliach. And that's why he says, Umizeyatam. That's why I wrote earlier the Noda Yehuda, Shemegarish Ishto Balkarcha, Aval Yedei Shliach, Lomatsi Lagarsha, Kiyim Lertzona. Mishnah. Right? You have to do it. And then he has an amazing line. V'kvar huvu elai, chavilos chavilos, chuvos mechach me'adar. You know how many bags of mail that I've gotten from rabbis in my generation that argue on that chiddush of mine? Chavilos chavilos. You know how many emails I've gotten over the years? Sheratzu lister klal zeh mikama sugyos b'shas. V'yes kulam yishafti al nachon. And I've defended myself against every one of these tainus. That's what he says. But he said that's point number one. And then he said, v'onir l'nias da'iti, dafilu mabal matzu. Even if you want to see the husband can be mashri yishliach l'kani l'yishto, bezdin can't. Because they themselves are shluchim of the husband, and ain't shliach, osa shliach, b'mashe einu ela mili. Mili l'mimsri l'shliach, sugyi m'seches gittin. This is shliach, osa shliach, and therefore they wouldn't be able to do it. But that's an ode to Yehuda. And all the Achronim, the Sharm Siyana Balachi here, catalogs, all the Achronim, but it's related to this line of the Gemara, where it says it's a chov to do kinuif to the Isha, and therefore it wouldn't work if possibly that was to try to prove from our Mishnah, but then the Gemara said that, you know, Mistama, most husbands would want this. No answer given. Ibailu, now we go on to the next question. Baal Shemachal al Kinuyo. Kinuye Machal o Eino Machal. Could a husband be mochel on his kinui? Right? He warns his wife, and then he's like, okay, forget it. I don't want you to have to drink. At this point, we're not sure it sounds like, even after the stira, could he even be mochel on the kinui after the stira, or is this only before? Right? At this point, the Gemara doesn't make any chilukim. Right? The Havamina sounds like either way. Mi amrinon, bikinui de baal tala rachmana. Do we say, well, it's up to the baal? U baal hamachel el kinuyo, and he was mochel as kinui. O dilma no, kiva tekani le meikara lo matzi machale. Or do we say, once he set a certain halachic process in motion, he can't undo it? Tashma, the elu shall, again, try to prove it from that last line in our Mishnah. The Elusha Bezdin Mekanin Lahan, the following people, Bezdin gives a kinui for Mishan Eschairish, Bala. O Nishtante, Osha Yachalish Beso Asurin, the E Amrit Baal Shemachal Kinuyo, Kinuye Machal. And if you say that the Baal can be Mochel on the kinui, Avdinan Midi Dasi Baal Machale, would we take the chance? Bezdin's going to do kinui. Maybe when the guy gets out of jail or he becomes to his senses, he's going to be Mochel, the kinui. So would we allow for that situation? Rashi quotes, Ika Zilusa de Bedina. It'll be a disgrace. Bezdin does something and the guy can just uproot what Bezdin did. If the guy would be able to be mochel as kinui, Mistama, we wouldn't do this. So isn't our Mishnah Araya that he cannot be mochel as kinui? Says the Gemara, no. Stama de milsa, adam maskim, alas Bezdin. Same answer, no. Mistama, the guy won't be mochel. He could if he would, but there is no Raya that he can't. So Tashma, let's try again then. No Raya from our Mishnah, but let's try to again bring a Raya from the Mishnah in the first parak, back on Dav Zayin, if you remember. On the way to Yerushalayim, there's a machlokas there, the Tanakama, the holds, we give two Talmidei Chachamim with the husband and the wife, traveling. We don't want the husband to live with the wife, because then, is one of the ways that the Sota, May Sota, aren't going to work. Then she's just going to be Asur Labayla forever. We don't want that to happen. So we said to him, two Talmidei Chachamim. So v'i amrit baal shemachal kinuyo kinuya machal. And if you say, though, that the baal could just be mochel, so what do you need the Talmidei Chachamim for? So let him live together. L'chali l'kinuyi b'livol. Let him be mochel the kinuyi, and that's it. They'll live together, husband and wife. So again, it must be, why are we sending the Talmidei Chachamim? Because he cannot be mochel. Answer, no. Maishna Talmidei Chachamim. Why do you send Talmidei Chachamim? De gemiri that are learned. De iboy l'mival. Because if he wanted to live with his wife, Amrile, they would say to him, Achle l'kinuyechu bala. No, they're not there to make sure he doesn't do anything. They're there maybe to instruct him that if he wants to live with his wife, you have to be mochel l'kinuy. But it's possible to be mochel l'kinuy. That's the, so there's no raya from there. Tashma, let's try again. To Amr of Oshia. So we finished Mishnayis. Now let's get into the Brisa. Shlosha Dvarim Sachli Ze'ira Me'anchi Yerushalayim. Ze'ira, from the people of Yerushalayim, once told me, says Rabbi Oshia, three things. Baal Shemachal Kinuyo, Kinuya Machal. So it's Beferish. A Baal can be Mochel on his Kinuy. Number one. V'zakin Mamre Sheratzu Bezdin Limchalo Mochlo No. A Zakin Mamre, who, as we know, is one of the members of the Sanhedrin, who rebelled against the Sanhedrin, he was outvoted, and he still went and tried to get Klal Yisrael. He thought that everybody else was wrong, but that's fine. But if you still think that, you can't go publicly and say everybody else is wrong, right? That's undermining of the system. So if he is Chayim Misa, if Bezdin wants to be Mochel, and let him off, so then mochel and lo, they can be mochel. And finally, and also betzara more, because it has to be that the parents bring him. If they don't want to bring him, then they don't have to bring him. That's the 3 days. Remember the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Aleph that machlokas Tanoim, whether Ben Sarah Mora ever happened. Remember the three concepts that might not have ever happened. Ben Sarah Mora and a Bayis HaMenuga and an Ir HaNidachas. Right, those three. And then two out of two of them, one of the, I think it was Rabbi Yonasan maybe. Maybe it was Rabbi Yoshi or Rabbi Yonasan, I don't remember who it was, says, no, I was on the cover of a Ben Sarah Mora. And we discussed in Parsha Shir a couple of months ago. You know, it's amazing. This one guy saw this one Tana saw a Betzora Mora and an Ir Nidachas. Mamish, he happened to be the one to see these two very unusual occurrences. Okay, but either way, machlokas. So this is a brisa. Ukshabasi Eitzel Chavereshe Bedarom, and when I went to my friends in the south, Al Shnayim Hodili, Val Zakin Mamri Lo Hodili. They didn't agree with Zakin Mamri, Shlo Yibra Machlokas Be Yisrael. Right? It's undermining of the system, and therefore Zakin Mamri you can't go back on. But what do you see from the Braisa? Beferish, Shmamina, Baal Shemachal, Akinuyo, Kinuya Machal, Shmamina. So, Lamaisa, we answered the third question. So we answered the first question, that was answered, and we answered the third question. We didn't Beferish answer the second question. Ah, Tosva says, oh yes, we did. Once we say that the Baal can be Mochel on his Kinuy, that basically also answers that the Baal could stay married to a woman who is Averis Aldas. That's the Tav Tosfos. The Tifsho Nami Averis Aldas and Ratzo Baal Kaima Mikaima Filu Hishuba. So that is, even though in the Gemara explicitly only question 1 and 3 are answered, the Tosfos says question 3 also answers question questions 2. The Rambam also paskins that way in Hilchas Ishus, but he says she doesn't get a ksuba. If she's Overis Aldas, she still loses her ksuba. What's the whole purpose of a ksuba? Shlote Kala Bein Avlotziya? Well, we have no problem with his husband divorcing the wife. Because she is Overis Aldas. She's deserving of getting divorced. But he decides that he wants to stay with her, but that's his choice. But she does not get a ksuba. That's the Rambam in Chav Dalet Tezayin. Overis Aldas Moshe, O Aldas Yehudis. V'chein Zu, Sha'as Tadavar Mechuar, Ein Koban Ez Abal Lahotzi. You don't force. Ella, right, if she was Mizaneh, Eshezis Zinsa, then the Rambam might say, yes, you force. But here, what if she's just doing this inappropriate behavior? You don't force. Elim Ratzon Lo Yotzi, he doesn't have to divorce his wife, like Tosfos says here. V'yavo Bishalo Hotzi, Ein Lohen Ksuba. But she does not get a ksuba. Shaksuba takanas chachamim hi kedei shlo tekala bein avlotzia v'lo akpidu el abanos yisrael vatznuos aval elu aprutzos en lem takanazu ela tekala bein avlotzia. He can go and divorce her. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Again, Zakin Mamre is also a big topic. Right, we know Zakin Mamre, the Ramban, in Parshas Kisetze, talks about the dalet shetzrichan achraza. In Sanhedrin Daf Pei Tes, the four people that are announced by Beis Din, that everybody should hear, V'chol Yisrael Yishvu V'yiro, the four people that are announced, that is Zakin Mamre, Edom Zomimin, Mesis, and what's the fourth one? The fourth one is Betzora Mora. Right, what do those four have in common? The Ramban says, in a sense, they're not really being punished per se for what they did, but what they represent and how undermining of society they are. Number one is Zakin Mamre, like our Gemara says. Shlo Yerba Machlokas Bi Yisrael. Ben Sora Umore, right, it's Yidol Shem Sofo, it's the type of youth that this is. Edom Zomimin, undermining the halachic system, the judicial system. Kasha Zomim Lo Kasha Asa, right, really doesn't make sense, doesn't seem logical. And Mesis, right, he didn't succeed. He tried to get somebody to do a Avodah Zarah. Even if he didn't succeed, he's still going to be Chayav Misa. Those are the four, Dalet Shetzrichan Achraza, says the Ramban, but here is one of them. Vayter in the Gemara. Pligi Ba, Rav Acha, Baravina, Chad Amar. Kodim stira machol, la'achar stira ena machol. One opinion says, you're right, it can be mocha, but only before the stira. V'chadamar la'achar stira nami machol. The other one said, no, even after the stira. U'mistavar, kamandamar ena machol. And mistama, after the stira, you can't be mochel. Why? Mi dekamahadri, rabbanu l'Rav Yossi, detanya. Because what we had earlier also. Back on the Av Zayin, if you remember, we had the machlokas tanoim, whether we send these two rabbis with the husband and wife on the way. So in Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't send, Rabbi Yehuda says we don't send. They said for different reasons though. There was a pasuk quoted, but also there was a kal v'chomer. The following kal v'chomer, if you remember. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer. Bala nemra le mikal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to send any Talmid Chachamim with him. He's believed. The Chazal believed that he didn't do, if he says he wasn't with his wife, we'll believe him. Why? If Nida, which is an Isser Kares, the husband is allowed to have Yichud with his wife when she's a Nida, we believe him that he didn't do anything. Sota, she belav, lokol shekain. So surely, Benisha Sota. That was the Kal v'chomer. And Amrlo, the Rabbanan said back to him, lo! No, just the opposite. Imamarta, Benida, shekain, yesh lo heter. By Nida, it's temporary. And that's why we would allow the husband to be with his wife. Because we assume, pas pasala, we know he's going to be mutter next week. So that's why he's not going to try anything. Tomer, besota, shein lo heter. But a sota, isha sota, has no heter presently. And therefore, we say that's what we're not going to trust him. But what men if he amelachar stira machala? But if we say that the husband can be mochel the kinui even after the stira mishkachas al yesh laheter, then there is a heter. The boy machala the kinui yehubal. He could just be mochel. Why does the Gemara assume that there is no heter? Elashmamina lachar stira no machal shmamina. So it must be that there is no way to be mochel after stira. That discussion of the brisa earlier on Daf Zayin is a raya. Okay, so we answered all of the questions. Next section of our Mishnah. What the Mishnah is quoted, Machlokas Beishamai Beishela. What happened if the husband dies? The husband dies before he gets to be Mashke, the woman. What's the halacha? So, Beishamai says she gets her ksuba. Beishela says she doesn't get her ksuba. Why? You could put this on the, and you can't, you might ask, oh, why isn't this on the list of Chumre Beishilel and Kule Beishamai? No, it's not a chumra and a kula. It's didi mamanis. So it's a chumra to one, a kula to the other. This isn't a chumra or a kula, right? That Beishamai says she gets the ksuba. It's a kula to her and a chumra to him, and vice versa. So it's just a machlokas, not a kula or a chumra. So ask the Gemara. Meisu balei nashlo shasu Beishamai v'chulu. But my kamiflagi, what's this machlokas about? Beishamai savri shtar ha'ome ligvos kagavi dami. Beishamai says she's holding her ksuba, a shtar. A shtar, as we know, has shibudim. Property is already connected and lean to me if I have a shtar that says you owe me. And somewhat it's as if I am semi-kone what is already written in the shtar. Shtar ha'omi ligvos kagavi dami, it's semi-collected. And therefore, Beishamai holds a tremendous chiddush. Beishamai holds shtar ha'omi ligvos kagavi dami. And therefore, who is the muchzak in this case and who is the motzi? In this case, Beishamai says, the woman is the muchzak. Because she's owed the ksuba. Shtar ha'omi ligvos kagavi dami. It's as if she has the ksuba, and the yarshim, or the husband, is the motzi. Hamotzi mechaveiro, lav araya. And because the husband died, so the yarshim are motzi, and therefore they have to bring the raya. If they don't, they have to bring a raya that she was mezana. But they can't, because they can't be mashke her, so therefore she gets her ksuba. Shtar ha'omi ligvos kagavi dami. And the regular din of hamotzi mechaveiro, lav araya. Ubeis hilal savri, shtar ha'omi ligvos lav kagavi dami. No. Basil says, a shtar that is omid likvos is not kagavi dami, and therefore who's the muchzak? The husband is the muchzak, or the yarshim of the husband of the muchzak, and therefore she has to prove that she's innocent. She cannot, so therefore she does not get her ksuba. Ask Tosfos here, ask the Tosfos a Russian ksubis, not pe aleph. Why don't we say bari v'shema bari adif? She's a bari, she knows what happens, and the yarshim are shema. So we know from Maseches Ksubis in the first parak, Bari v'shema Bari Adif. So two different days in the Rishonim. Tosfos HaRosh in Ksubis that Pe'alef says, this is a very weak Bari. Why is it a weak Bari? Because she knows that they have no idea. So what kind of Bari is that? You can make up whatever you want. If you know that the other party has no idea, that makes your Bari very weak. So that's one. You only see Bari v'shema Bari Adif if you have a strong Bari, not a weak Bari. That's the Tosfos HaRosh there. Tosfos here gives a different shot. Tosfos here says, because the Torah treats her suffix as a vadai. Suffix sota is treated like a vadai sota. Special xeris akasiv here. And that's why her, you might say, the Yarshim's Shema is not just a Shema. So do you knock down the Bari or do you bump up the Shema? Right, two different dais quoted here in the and then we shown him. Point number one. Point number two, also, Tosfos says here, two important points in Tosfos. First of all, Tosfos says in Dibur Maschil, Lav Kagavi, don't compare this sugya of Kagavi and Lav Kagavi dummy to all the sugyas of Kol Ha'omed, Kal ha'omed livzor kabatzer dami, kal ha'omed livzor kagazes dami, all those sugyas, right? It's kal ha'omed livzor kazarek dami. Tosfos says they're all different. You don't have to put all of us together. Of destiny, what's going to happen? Does that have impact on the present state? Tosfos says you don't have to say all the sugyas go together, especially by shtaris. Shtaris is unique. And Tosfos also adds in Beis Hillel, in Dibur Haskel Beis Hillel, that even if you want to say in general, Beis Hillel would agree to Beis Shammai by other shtaros. Kol ha'omed libos kagavi dami, only here it's lav kagavi dami. Why? Because there's a suffix about the ikar chiyuv. There's a suffix about may she might have lost it. It's not in general that there's a chiyuv and we want to know whether it's considered collected or not. Here we're not sure if she's owed it or at all. So that's why Beis Hillel says, in the middle of Tosfos Beis Hillel, Yesh latare tzacha, tashibut atzmo shel ksuba omid besafik, lo kaima ara luguvaina. That's why Beis Hillel says, lav kagavi dami. But in general, he might agree to kagavi dami. Right? This might be different. This also relates to the Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim points out in the Grach HaLashas, we mentioned this in the past, that ksuba is a unique type of obligation. Usually, I owe you money, I borrow money, I have a shtar that says, today, I'm going to pay you, I owe you. A ksuba, at the time of the marriage, when it kicks in, there's no obligation yet. It's an obligation to obligate myself if something happens in the future. It's a chov lachuv. That's the language of Reb Chaim. So it's one step removed from a normal, regular obligation. Right? It's not like I owe you money already. The husband doesn't owe money yet. If the woman dies first, he'll never pay. So that also makes it a little more tenuous. Okay, let's just read the last line, which really gets into the next daf. Muberes chaver v'chulu. The Mishnah also quoted, if somebody violated the machloka, the Isser Durabanan of marrying a Muberes Chavero, so then machlokas tanom, whether they drink the waters. Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, machlokas ba'akar v'zakena. The machlokas about the women, also, the Mishnah said, the women who are naru uyalele. The machlokas is only by those women, old or barren, who cannot have children. Aval Islandis, a woman who is totally in a different category, has no simanim of an akeva, divri akol lo shosev lo notelis ksubasa. She's sure surely is out excluded from the parsha. Shenamar v'nixav v'izra zara. If she's innocent, she will have children. Misha darka lazria. Only a woman who is derech to have children. Yatza zazu shein darka lazria. Excluding islandess, she is in a different category. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The Gemara will get into islandess more on tomorrow's daf.